Okay, so I'm slowly listening to here There I Go by J. Cole and Gucci with Mike Will Made It as the guy producing this track. I had high hopes. Oh man, I had extremely high hopes for this. I thought it was gonna be a lyrical contest. When I first heard the song was coming out, when the song said it was coming out Friday, I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna be a lyrical contest between Gucci and J. Cole, and this is just gonna be straight bars, and this is going to at some point become a competition to show that Gucci and J. Cole to see who's the stronger rapper. And I don't know, and I don't say this in any bad like context, but this might be one of those songs where I'm like, this song could have been left. I think it's a club song. I'll say that much. It feels very much more like a club song than it does for like a strict like versus who has a better verse song. So I will say that much. But let's really get into this, and that's the reason I say this. This is a world listening CJ Music podcast where we talk about all music, the deep context behind it, and just different meanings behind it that could occur in music. And so with that being said, I hope you enjoy this episode. So let's get deeper into this episode. If you aren't aware, Gucci Mane and J. Cole. J. Cole's a North Carolina rapper. Or that's Ray Clay's Fairville. He's a rapper that is known for a lot of songs, like a lot of albums, really. For Your Eyes Only, 2014 Forest Hill Drive, and artists of unique talents when it comes to rapping. And The Offseason, his recent album, is nothing less of no lesser than great. Gucci Mane, on the other hand, is an artist from ATL, Georgia. And he's well known. He's great lyrically. He's known for more like trap, but also like club music. And so I don't know. Like when I heard this collaboration, I thought, okay, this collaboration is gonna go wrong because Gucci's gonna try to out-rap J. Cole. And I didn't get a competition. And I'm not saying that I won the competition in the song, but it just wasn't what I was expecting. Because we hear the Mike, we heard that Mike Will Made It, right? We heard that Mike Will Made It. Okay, so we know Mike Will made it, produced some part of this track, or produced the whole track. We know he's done it. So, that was great. J. Cole says a real guy doesn't say a lot, which is, I mean, to some extent, it's true. When it comes to J. Cole, a lot of artists, a lot of rappers that are trying to make headway, a lot of people that try to make headway in certain situations don't really speak a lot. It's unique, right? Like it's a unique J. Cole verse. It's unique as a J. Cole verse, right? Because it's a J. Cole verse. So anything J. Cole says is gonna be unique to a certain extent. But I don't know. You can tell how I talk in the way that I rock, which is you can see the way that I move by the way that I talk. You can see the way that I move, the way that I carry myself. That's fine. That's okay. I'm a straight shooter. No sugarcoating. Never a full dose of dope. I think that's the thing. I think J. Cole has never portrayed that he was by any means a rapper that had to deal with certain businesses in life. I don't think he's ever claimed it. I've never seen him claim it. I've never heard him claim it in a song. He's been very truthful when he talks about rap, and he just, you know, we've seen that from him. But it's all good, folks. And you've seen J. Cole when he doesn't. For example, I'll give two songs that when J. Cole said he doesn't sugar, he's a straight shot. Snow on a Bluff, which was a response to No Name. He was honest about it. He didn't really kind of sugarcoat it. He didn't sugarcoat that he doesn't see why people see him as activist. Like it's unique, right? But it's also at the same time where we have False Prophet, where it's assumed that it was directed at Kanye, right? Because at a time, people were looking at Kanye, and he said, the line goes, I look up to people that don't even write their lines, which was, people assumed it was Kanye. So it's like, it's a unique line. Like, he doesn't sugarcoat it, and I think to some extent he won't call a rapper straight out, like, out of name, but he will refer to something a rapper has been accused of, or it's known, right? So it's fine. He says, he says, but it's all good. People cope how they want to cope. And that, to some extent, is true. I think people drink because they drink what they want to drink because they're coping with something. If you want to smoke, you can smoke. And then just lay with who you want to lay. He says stroke who you want to stroke, but I'm just with lay who you want to lay, which is fine by every mean. I think that's a clever line of way of producing it, but it's not like a... I still feel like he's pulling back a little bit. She's been... As long as she's down, then run along, right? Like, run along as long as she's down. I'm stacking too many chips. I could care less about a fit, which is, I think, to some extent, like he said it a couple times. In the offseason, he referred to $100 million, and he was still, like, wearing normal clothes. It wasn't like crazy designing. He was just wearing normal clothes. Any time we've seen it, especially when he had the especially when he sold that Range Rover for a bike, and we've seen it a couple times, right? So it's always it's like fun to like have an artist that's so down to earth, but he gets it, right? He's like, I have so much cash, I care less about the fit. I miss some. In the video, he has some kicks, but I can't tell you what they are. I couldn't see a good picture of him. He has some kicks. And he's just saying, he just has dirty kicks watching a YouTube video, watching YouTube, which a lot of people do, just kick back, watch YouTube, and something that they feel comfortable in, which I think is a great idea. If you're watching YouTube, why not feel comfortable, right? He says, I'm cutting grass and designing. It's FUBU, which FUBU, it's... Oh, it's originally FUBU was supposed to be a which I know people make jokes that, oh, you're wearing FUBU, you're wearing FUBU, which I don't know. I've had this weird thing, like, FUBU is still designer. I don't exactly understand why FUBU got so much hate, because FUBU is, if I remember correctly, FUBU stands for us, by us, right? I think that's generally what FUBU stands for, and a lot of people were like, they don't understand why, you know, people like FUBU, but FUBU is a designer brand. It's, many people may not like FUBU, and they might assume that, do people think that they're higher than FUBU? Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird. Like, that FUBU conversation has always been weird to me, because people are like, ah, you're wearing FUBU, but, like, FUBU is still designer, right? Because it's an official brand. Yeah, it's an official brand, so I'm not entirely sure. It's never really changed. I mean, it's still as high as normal designer, or close to it. So I'm not understanding why, you know, FUBU has been looked down upon. But that's another tangent for another day. I got a thick girl on my who wants to sit on my lap, which is something that I have. Somebody that loves me that wants to sit on my lap, which is fine. I guess that's cool. No BBL. She just built like that. Like, she's just natural. And to some extent, I think, you know, we live in a culture where people have been arguing if BBLs are natural or are better, right? And I think this is just that line where you're just like, hey, it's cool to have a BBL, but the girl that I'm with right now, the girl who's on my lap, she's just naturally thick. And, she just built like that. Which is weird. And I think by far, that's one of my, some of the lines are clever in that verse, but it's not, it's not a, like, a memorable J. Cole verse. It probably won't be, like, in history, like, a cool J. Cole verse. It's an okay J. Cole verse. Like, it's okay. It won't ever be, like, a crazy J. Cole verse to me, but it's fine. And then Gucci Mane and J. Cole go, J. Cole just goes, there I go. Like, it's not, yeah, it's me, the inside out of a tree. It's a weird course. I don't know. It's a weird course because it's there I go. you know, low key show, only show for a large fee, which I think is true. I think when J. Cole said he did a verse on London, yeah. I truly forgot how much the verse was, but the verse was it was an expensive verse. $20,000 for a word. Yeah, so it's a lot of money for a verse, which is true. He doesn't show for a large fee. Which I think he knows that if he does a certain thing, it's a large fee. Like there's a commodity if you get a J. Cole verse, right? Like you'll see it in numbers, right? Like the boost of a J. Cole verse, you'll definitely see it in numbers. Because J. Cole just has that kind of pull with his fans and other people. When he gets on the song and does a feature, he has a lot of pull behind it. I truly think Gucci could have did better, because Gucci, man, and J. Cole, the collaboration that poked a bear and the bear came out of hibernation. I get that it rhymes. I get that it rhymes. But it's not the most clever line. These boys do a lot of fabrication, which that's fine. I think if you do a lot of like lying or like stuff like that, you do what's best for you. There's no gimmicks in my gang. It ain't animated, which is, I mean, a lot of people when they lie are a lot animated, even if it's with their hands or with their body language. It's an okay line. I think I'm the dopest rapper ever, and people are overrated. Gucci, I'm not sure. I think this line is directed at like people that people don't consider the greatest rapper. And I'm not sure who this is directed at. I think this can be directed at a lot of people. Especially people overrated. That's a weird line, because when I hear the shot, and I go, who, Drake? Like, it's an interesting line to take. It's such an interesting line to take that it's like you're aiming at the top three. And the top three would be, they're overrated, would be what, Jay-Z, Drake. You want to take a shot at Kendrick, you can. And the only reason that's a Kendrick shot is because that's a J. Cole feature, which is a clever line, but it's something where you're like, that the shot's been fired. If that's Ludacris, I don't know, because if you ask me, Andre 3K isn't overrated. So it's, who's in that top three? KRS One, Melly Melv. It's when you shoot the shot and you're like, I'm gonna shoot this shot, and they say if you shoot a shot at the king, you gotta make sure it hits. And this doesn't really hit as I thought it would. He had a buzz, but then it dried up and it evaporated. Which I think is a funny like line. It's funny by a lot of different means, but it's not like, it's not direct. Like, this, it's, like, this could have been a diss verse, and it probably would have been great, but this is a lot of subliminals that are just random, and with no target in mind, this does sound a little, like, flat. Big ups to Fairville, which is where, J. Cole, represents, but he also says, a lot of places in Georgia, and I'm not sure why he said that. I'm going to Scotty, but I'm switching my mood about Puffy's crib, that's fine. I think a lot of people have used Puffy a lot in their lyrics lately, and I'm not entirely sure. But overall, I don't think this is by any means the best. I think this is, it's weird. Like, it's to pay homage, and it's almost a subtle diss, but this is my thing, especially the diss tracks. If this is the diss track and this is just a subtle jab, take the shots, because when you take the shots at a king or you take the shots at somebody, you better treat them like the king and make sure you don't miss, right? But these are like subtle jabs by Gucci Mane, and so I don't know, like, this song, I don't know. Because if I rate this as a normal song, this song gets no higher than a 5, right? But then if I rate this off a diss track, it's like a 2. It's weird. Like, it's a good song. I think by some means, it's a great song. I mean, I won't say it's great. It's a good song. But I don't know for his album. I don't know if this is a good fit for his album, right? Like, if I'm listening to this and I don't listen to any part, any rest of this album, I'm more concerned about this album. Not necessarily how this album feels, but how will this album play? Because this album, what, is 21 songs? Married with Millions would be one. Wapperheiser. There's another. Isn't there a song called Gucci? I think it's Ocean's Gucci. And so there you go, which is the album. If you want to know what the album is called, is Breathing the Fresh Air. It's by Gucci Mane. But if I'm listening to it and I'm just picking, like, I should, in an album, I should be able to pick. Right? I should be able to pick a song and it sound great no matter what. And it fills that album out. I don't know if this fills the album out. I think if this is partially what the album is, I can't guarantee you I'm going to like that album. I don't think by any means I will like the way that album is created or set up. So I don't know. I'm in the middle somewhere because I don't know. But I will listen to this album fully and give me my full, like, breakdown of it. But it's not looking great. And I also have to mention that I think this was also, I think, was a beat also, like, a Jay-Z and Metro Bleak's It's Alright? It was similar to it. So, I just want to make sure that I address all that situations before I get anywhere. But if you ask me how the song stands by itself, like, it just as a normal song, it's definitely a 5 out of 10. So that album has to be decent, but I don't know if it's good, you know? It's decently. It's okay. It's probably an okay, but I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to give you my whole feedback. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, because this episode was about Gucci and J. Cole. And I do, and I stand by that this might be J. Cole's worst verse, which is a tough bullet to take, but I'm going to have to take that bullet. So, I hope you enjoyed the episode.